And they wanna know why everyone's upty. Upty said stop asking. Just know for one of the upties, all of the upties are called carnage.
Upty, upty, upty.
More time you see me with Marley's.
Saheb, saheb.
Any of them pirates there, I'll skid up and clart it. Man's getting paid, I can't afford no new charges.
No way.
And my man said he's the boss, but what's he in charge of?
Fuck no.
Yardie gal, good morning. White gal, hello.
Now, do you know what it is, my bro, yeah? That whole Dagan Ellis story, yeah? For the people that don't know what Dagan Ellis is, refer back to the episode before this. It was a wild one because for me personally, bro, as I was saying towards the end, I don't think I know how to figure my family, bro. But I just want to go step back in it because I think where you kind of cut it off was the part where you was at the Ethiopian embassy, bro. So from there on, obviously, your journey, as we know, was rocky, innit? Getting snaked a million times by your people, bro, which is outrageous, yeah. And then obviously you get to the Ethiopian embassy by yourself, and then boom, what happens after, bro? What was the transition after? You see what I'm saying? So where were you with it?
Cool. Well, welcome. He completely forgot to do the intro.
Oh, the intro.
Okay. Anyways, it's Upty Hamza, New Money H in the building. We're back again with the Upty podcast.
All right, then.
I got my co-host with me, Birdie.
The Warden of the North, Big Brrrra. Like, comment, share, subscribe, and them ting de.
But yeah, so you were saying.
Yeah, no, just. Story. Like when you got dipsed, like that whole story was a wild journey, bro. There was a wild journey. Like, people have just come up to me and were like, yo, bro, that needs to be turned into like a feature film, something, a little documentary. But even the engagement we got, though, like, it wasn't just the amount of people that said it happened to me. Even the comments, it happened to me. Do you know what I'm saying? I'd like to know from a parent's point of view what the overall goal is, but I don't think it's the right thing to do. Do you see what I'm saying? Especially.
I think we'll say that at the end, maybe.
Yeah, bang on.
See if it's whether it was right or wrong from my point of view.
Yeah.
But where was we at? All right, cool. So we tried to escape once.
Yeah, that failed.
That failed badly.
Mm.
Got taught that your might mean something.
Yeah.
Which is name. Your name is something. Holds weight in Somalia. Yeah.
Factor.
Boom. So now we've gone back again.
Yeah.
And we're trying to do it two ways. But you know what, yeah?
Mm.
A few people messaged me once that other episode came out.
Yeah.
And there were some few people that was in Bosasa. Because I'm not going to lie, yeah? It wasn't all bad, bad, bad.
Wasn't
there was good times. I had a good 3 to 4 months in Bosaso that I can't lie, that was lit.
Yeah, it was up.
Like, I got to know Hussein, Hassan, these are Canadian guys.
Yeah.
I think, no, I'm lying, they're from Minneapolis.
Minnesota.
Is it Minnesota?
Minnesota, yeah.
Yeah, Minnesota.
Yeah.
These other places, Khalid, I've met another guy. I even met girls.
Yeah.
I met a few girls.
Are you friends with any of them to this day? Like?
Today, Facebook.
On Facebook, right?
Like, you know, the Facebook comments, like, yo, in the bar, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Just that, it's like, maybe just interaction just in that way. But I don't think we'll be friends for a hard time. There was guys from London as well, and Birmingham. Hamoud, Fahad, had a fight with one guy as well.
Oh, you had a proper scrap?
I had a proper scrap still.
Who won?
I beat him up. Get he was the jealous. Fuck out of here. It was light skin warrior. We have a light skin warrior, like, you're more light skin than me. I said, I don't care if I'm light skin, we're both in Somalia.
Yeah.
But the girls, at these times, we had girls.
Yeah.
So the girls, they were getting nugget analyst as well. But
oh, the girls got dipped as well?
Yeah, there was girls that. So we were in a school, in a university. I think it was that's the university I was in.
Yeah.
And we're all in classes like business or stuff like this. Because these times, I think I was just 16, turning 17.
Okay.
Yes, even
so, it'd be college. It won't be uni, though. Come on, it'd be college.
No. They have.
How are you gonna go uni at 16?
They had different diplomas, because obviously.
Oh yeah, they got that Mickey Mouse degree over there,
which is like some Kenyatta thing, and they've got some British English school. They had a lot of different, and because I got my GCSEs already, they're looking at me like
the Professor Hamza.
Like, my dad's telling me he can't do this. He has to do it X, Y, Z.
Okay.
University. Yeah.
All
right. So now, boom. We were chilling in there. We had a good spot. Like, we would morning, we'll link up, we'll go to school. We're the best. We're teaching the teacher.
Yeah.
Got to the stage. We're teaching the teacher.
All right, bang on.
We're teaching the accent. Because I learned in Somalia, biggest problem we have in Somalia that they have in the education system is the kids don't learn. They're hefty, which is they learn it off by heart.
They're memorized. They're good at memorization, isn't it?
Do you get it? They don't learn what it means.
So they don't know the practical.
But they can read that book off by heart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like the Quran, like how us man in London are relating back to the Quran.
Yeah, like we memorize the Quran.
We memorize the Quran without knowing what the meaning is.
That is true. That is a true point. Yeah.
they read the Quran, brother, they know what the meaning is. They'll say, Inna ma al usri yusra, you like, and they'll be like, san.
This means wow. This means that, yeah. But what you're saying, the education over there is just...
The education is more Islamic.
All right.
Like, okay. They're not hefty. Like, the duks is not a joke there.
Yeah.
You get me? Fiqh, hadith.
Yeah.
Like, alhamdulillah, man. Like, as
that's a good thing, though, isn't it?
As an ummah and people in Somalia, one thing I can say,
yeah,
the deen, they don't muck about with it.
No, we don't. I'll be honest with you.
Everywhere you go, Salada, Adhan, yeah, anywhere Salah,
yeah,
you go.
They're very God conscious, yeah.
Even like, you see, like, it's the petrol station, like, stop off.
Yeah.
They all got mosques.
I love that, man. But I love that.
One thing in Somalia and Somaliland, you lot should know, is there's only one road. One big road that goes through all the cities.
Is it? But is this factual, H? Because I don't know if I can, like, I don't know if
100%.
I ain't got my phone to Google this right now.
100%.
Someone in the comments, let me know.
Because there will, like, there's one big road that connects all of the towns together. Not to say that there's not no small little roads.
Yeah, off roads.
Yeah, but where people have built it. But the Chinese made it, I don't know, 90 something like this. 80, yeah. 60, 50.
So you're telling me that all the way from, like, let's say, the capital of Somaliland, which is Hargeisa, all the way to Mogadishu.
All the way to Mogadishu.
There's a single road.
Yeah, and even after you pass Galkayo, the roads start getting rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even there's parts of Galkayo to Garowe, yeah, where, like, I see kids. Yeah. This is what surprised me in Somalia as well, man. Amazing how you can make money.
Yeah.
Kids will see you from far, they'll get rocks, and they'll put it in the hole.
Right.
Yeah. And on the way, while the car's driving, yeah, he'll tip them.
Oh, they're sort of they're covering the potholes for you.
They're covering the potholes for you.
But then the little bastards, as soon as you go, they'll dig out that pothole.
Yeah,
again.
For the next person.
Yeah, so that's not even really. Yeah, they're just little generals, bro.
What do you mean that's generals? They're doing their job.
Bro, right, so now, if they're doing their jobs, leave
them. If not, the car from far would have to stop and they have to do jig jig.
Yeah, the jig jig is crazy, bro.
So,
yeah,
from now, he can just fly. He's, yeah, saving what? He's giving them less than 10p, 20p.
Yeah.
They're thinking 6-7 cars a day, they've got a dollar. It's enough for them to drink, make a bit of food.
Yeah, Fez. I hear it. I respect the hustle, bro. But
me,
it's...
bro, I learned. When I saw that, and I said, wow. Yeah. And we're in London, we're in nursery, we're getting, yeah, milk, crisps, chocolate.
Do you know what's crazy? I remember when I was there.
Bro, these are, I'm talking, yeah, about, these are like 5, 7, 6.
Bro, years. I know, bro. Because I was there 2014 and they got these kids that polish shoes and that.
Yep.
And I was chatting to one kid and that. And the kid didn't know his age, but the kid had to have been about 7 or 8, bro. But he's just grafting.
He's like the
little. Yeah. Mm. He was just grafting, bro. He was just grafting. I couldn't believe it. 7, 8, man. Here, look at a 7, 8-year-old now in this country, bro.
That's even when he's I learned, yeah? Yeah. That's even when I learned. Makes me laugh as well. Cherer.
Yeah, right. I hate that term, bro.
Okay, cool. Cherer.
I hate
not,
that term, bro.
Cherer isn't black.
I know
there's
it isn't.
There's a tribe called Cherer.
There's no tribe called Cherer, bro.
Astaghfirullah. Bro, there's a tribe called Cherer. They're family with a family called Eli. Yeah? Yeah? I'm telling you, bro. Wale, in Somalia, they say Cherer.
I thought Cherer just meant rough, kinky hair.
No, bro. There's an actual tribe called Cherer. That's why it makes me surprised. People say, oh, Cherer, why? That doesn't mean Africans.
Yeah, of course. But it has been, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's been used by us as a side angle.
Yeah, we come around the corners with
that's,
it.
That's you. I personally
have. I don't, because I've got a lot of like Caribbean friends, a lot of African friends and that. So I don't like that.
Nah, my friends, we joke saying? Around about it. Yeah. Like, yeah, you lot call me Cherer and that.
Yeah.
Like, there's no real meaning to it.
Yeah.
We're all the same. Also, let me ask you this question. Are you black?
Me? I identify as black, bro. Yeah, 100%.
So when you do the form, you write black?
Yeah, black African. I'm not one of them type of guys that go other and then specify what I am. That has, for the simple reason that it's got no benefit to anybody, bro.
Why?
It doesn't put the, me putting
so you
other.
You write black African?
I'm black African, bro. I'm black African. I don't agree with the term black. It's a European construct. I get it. But at the same time, it's a placeholder, innit? I'm saying. Come man. On, my bro. What about you? What are you? Oh, let me guess. You're a Kushite, all that shit.
No, I'm black. I'm black African. Black British African.
Black British African, bang on.
What are you about?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I just wanted to see what he was going to say.
No, bro.
Is it MB and Ace?
Oh, Ace and MB and that. Yeah, I know black. Yeah, them
man. They're automatic out here.
Yeah, but I think they were trolling. I think they were just joking around. I don't think they were genuinely meant it. We need to get them on as well, man. We need to get them brothers on.
Inshallah, man.
Inshallah, Ace and MB, pull up, man. Because we need them to clarify what's going on with that one. Do you know what I'm saying? But now going back to your story, yeah, bro. Genuinely, hand on heart, bro. Obviously, whatever's happened, happened. Do you did you hold any animosity or resentment towards your family, bro? to the point where, you know, when you, because obviously you came back by yourself, bro.
I didn't even finish the story of me coming back.
Yeah, go on then. Let's go.
Yeah, do you want me to, which was better for you? Would you rather me answer that now or go back to the
story? No. We'll get back to that point, but you just tell me how, from Ethiopia, laser beams pointed at you at the embassy. Boom. Go.
Boom. Yeah, voila. I'm trying to put myself there again.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? To be able to give you a better visual and a better description. To explain it to you how it actually was.
Yeah.
Well, so now I've gone there. I remember it was quite like Maghrib. Maghrib is like 7:38.
Yeah.
Sun's going down.
Mm.
Yeah. Boom. Lights all over me. I'm saying, damn, what is going on here? These times now at the embassy, they have Ethiopian workers, but at the same time, I think they have a few French or UN workers and whatnot. So they're all on it as well. So what's going on? I'm saying, brother, spoken to someone on
the British side.
The British side. And they said to me, come to the embassy and then they should be able to deal with you. I've been deported, I don't have a passport.
Yeah.
I got left here, I'm 17 years old.
Yeah.
Bam.
No tapping the table, by the way.
And then they said to me, what did they say to me? They go to me, all right, come in. They put me in a little waiting room, search me, done blah, blah. And then I'm like, can I let the cab driver go?
Yeah.
Because I told him, don't leave me.
Yeah.
Just in case we might have to go do the journey back. Yeah. You get me? He's like to me, all right, cool, give it a minute, innit? So he's like to me, oh, we just got to check your name. Got to check your blah, 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 blah. I've checked the name. Now they're like to me, all right, cool. We're going to have to go through like an identity process. So they have to do blood test to you, they do fingerprint test to you.
Yeah, all of that. Like
all of this to confirm it's you then.
Yeah, okay.
They're not gonna just take you on board just from your word of it.
Yeah.
So I said, all right, cool, how long is that gonna take? They said it could take about an hour. I said, after that hour, is that guaranteed? Like, I'm in the system?
Yeah.
Or, I'm going home. Like,
yeah.
I need to know, innit? Because I said, right now, I could be in danger from family because they're looking for me.
Yeah.
So I ain't been home for like a couple of days. Mm-hmm. And they know this guy, he's on journey, they're waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like to me, after that, guaranteed, like, we can be able to help you and accommodate you and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But the lady did say to me, this accommodation isn't free.
It isn't free?
Yeah. So when she said that to me, I said, well, I ain't got no money. Like, what do you mean?
Of course.
She's saying to me, no. I'll explain to you after, but just to let you know, it's not like we're just going to house you.
Yeah.
There's a process.
Yeah.
I said, cool. I went back to the cabman, had a blame with him. I told him, yo, my brother, I'm going home, love.
Did my man not say, can I come too, bro?
No, he was saying that, but it was emotional because remember, we done a journey, I think it was like 21 days. Like, this journey is long, you know?
Yeah.
This journey's not early. We're going through Beledwe, I don't know where. We're going through bear towns, you know?
Yeah.
You have to go through another border. You have to go through another border. And everybody, you're explaining to them the same thing. Oh, but he's gassing them up in their language. And then the languages change, you know?
The
dialect doesn't just change. The language changes because it's Oroma.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and then when we're going past the Oroma people, it's completely different from Mali.
Yeah.
Like, what? Different people.
Right.
My man as well is chewing.
He's got my nigga.
Bare chart. And he's got a bottle of, I think he had a bottle of vodka or something. I don't know what it was.
That's what they drink out there.
Is it gin?
Yeah,
I think it's a way, but it smells like petrol, bro. Yeah. It smells like white spirit.
Habashi piss, bro.
It smells like white spirit.
Yeah.
I'll never forget it smells like white spirit. Yeah. Boom. Well, I got me that set up to there. Your time is done. I wish you the best of luck.
My boy.
I even gave me like a $20 tip.
Yeah.
Bam, went back in there. So now I'm waiting. They're doing the swab test on me.
Yeah.
They're doing fingerprints.
Everything.
They're asking me questions. What bus did I take to the school? Why did I, what school was I in? Who was my teacher in school? They even called my school, I remember. They done bad things. They done a lot of checks. Like I'm talking about when you got arrested. Why did you get arrested? Who was your best friend in school? What's your Facebook account?
What?
Like, they weren't dealing
with they did their due process.
Boom, until they knew, boom. Now when they did that, boom, they called my mum. Hey there, how you there, mate? We have Mr. Hamza Ahmed. This is when I knew that, yo, brother, this world, like, being from a certain country, having a certain documentation.
Told you, bro. God bless the queen and everybody. Like
they said to
telling you, bro.
Your son is over 16. he's allowed, his passport is his, it's not yours.
Mm.
The queen owns that passport, she giving it to him.
You're damn right.
As a property to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need that passport within 24 hours.
Or else you're in trouble.
They said, we're going to send police.
They G-checked mumsy, bro.
My mum's like, where's my son? They're like, we can't let you know about your son. If he wants to let you know, he'll let you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
At this point, what are you doing? Are you smiling?
Is I don't know yet, because they've done it in front of me. They ain't done it in front of me.
Okay.
They don't even know.
Right.
So now I'm like, all right, cool. I'm impatient. But I say I'm excited, but I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
At the same time, it could be any way.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could be like, yeah, nah, mate, get out of here. But like,
yeah.
Called my head teacher, they called my school, they done all their checks, called my mum. Boom, they've come back to me, and they said, yeah, cool, man. We're going to get you into a hotel, and then we'll come back tomorrow, and then we reconvene.
All right, then.
I said, all right, cool. Went to a bang, Ethiopian hotel, Marriott. I remember, banging.
Jeez.
Chilling. So I think it was banging, chilling. Got into the hotel, got myself a McDonald's.
Yeah.
Mm. Was it McDonald's or was it Pizza Hut? I don't know. I think it was Pizza Hut. I'm lying. Mm. I think it was Pizza Hut, bro. I was like, yeah.
It was gassed.
Bad. But from Somalia, it was good.
Yeah, of course. You was eating dates and white bro, rice, bro.
Nah, to be fair with you, after Mosasa and Calcutta, I started eating good.
Yeah.
I can't lie to you, I started eating good. Yeah. I had to eat Bambelo. That was banging.
Yeah.
Like, the food I was getting was fresh food.
Yeah.
Like, I can't lie, the food I was getting was proper. And I had money. It was no issue. Like, lifestyle-wise, like, after the boarding school incident,
and
I moved over to, like, a normal day-to-day life, I was living good. Like, I had TV in my house. I started charging kids as well. I watched TV in my house. NBC Crazy. One, NBC Two, NBC Action. That was lit.
What a legend. So go on then, boom, you've gone to the hotel,
you've slept,
you've ate, you've chilled.
Bro, I've had the best shower of my life. I've been fun, bro, like 21 days, bro.
Yeah, you've been on the road.
I've been on the road. So now, boom, what do I do? I call my house.
Yeah.
Do you want to just see where we stand?
Yeah, just check the temperature, Let me just check the temperature at home, yeah.
I was like, you know what, let me just see what I'm going in it.
Yeah.
Called my household. These times they weren't really mobile phones. I'd never known my mom before off by heart like that. It wasn't really a thing like that. It was more the house phone. Guaranteed. 0208, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, called the house phone now. My little sister's picked up.
Mm.
And she's like, who's this? I'm like, it's Hamza. She's like,
shocked.
It's like, oh, wait.
I can't disclose my location.
I said, don't watch that, man. I said, I'm going to see you soon. She's like, what do you mean? So I'm going to see you soon. Anyways, this sister, I'm not going to mention her because I don't want her to get bullied in this world, But when I first got sent, I called the household.
Right.
And I said, hey, because I wanted to confirm, am I getting sent? Like, is this really happening? She picked up. She said, ha, you're Somali.
Well, your sister bullied you like that.
I said,
you was hated.
What? She said, yeah, you ain't coming back. We all knew, we were just holding it in.
My God. The treachery.
I said, what? She said, yeah. Oh, that's what happened for cussing me all that time. I'm saying. But she was young.
You gotta figure it out.
Like, but when I came back now, they were showing me mad love. But anyways, bro, so I'm in the hotel, come back to the embassy now.
Did you speak to your mum at that, or did you speak to your little sister?
I spoke to my little sister. Mum was like, I just told her, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm going to come back soon.
Yeah.
She knows.
You
get me?
Yeah, big facts.
I'm going to come back soon, bro. Yeah. Because I'm going to tell my little sister, oh, yeah, I ran away from Somalia, this and that. It don't make sense.
Mm.
I just wanted to make sure she knows that I'm all right.
I'm healthy, I'm good, yeah.
Yeah, boom. Now, going back to the embassy now, they've said they're cool. Sat me like on a table like this. Let's write a statement. Little do I know, these times, these guys, they're looking for something to either charge my family with or look for, like, if there's any terrorism organization going on here.
Yo, they're trying to build a RICO on the family, bro.
No, but they don't know yet.
But they're trying to build a RICO.
But what I've said to them
is
RICO ability.
It's Rico worthy, yeah.
When I was in Boss House and I spoke to the lady.
Yeah, you were talking Grease.
She was typing it all out. Yeah. I was talking anything just to get me out.
Yeah, big fact.
I was expecting a helicopter to come.
Yeah, 100%, like, yeah.
Boom. Do you know what's even mad, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't even say this as well. You know, I jumped into the Brabred.
Right.
Do you know what that is?
Nah.
Piracy.
Oh, the piracy.
So at my time, yeah, it was really like a lot of pirates.
Yeah.
So at this time, the Somali fishermen, they were getting mad vexed.
Yeah.
Mad angry.
Yeah.
And then basically, they needed English speakers.
To translate with the niggas on the boats.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm Machar then, Umar Mahmoud.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a bit of family over them sides.
Yeah.
They're now telling me, yo, my brother, get me, come.
Yeah.
We need you. Yeah.
All right.
So boom. They'll give you a phone, and then
you got to say. I don't know if you got to say allegedly at this point, bro.
What do you mean?
I don't think you got to say allegedly. This is
so good. Years ago. Like, I don't know.
Well, okay, yeah,
I didn't do nothing. I didn't get no money out of it.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
Allegedly.
Yeah, the statute of limitations. Anyway, this happened years ago. Years ago.
Well, all they wanted was just to let them and confirm them that we've got your ship, we've got your captain, and we've got hostages.
Mm.
We need $20 million. Dollars.
Yeah. Imagine that. There's probably tape somewhere.
I'm saying, what?
Yeah.
So you're 20 million saying that. They say, okay, cool. I'm speaking to a negotiator.
Yeah.
It might be a negotiator. It might be anyone. Might be somebody. He's just saying, do you speak English? I'm saying, yeah. He said, are you involved? I said, I'm not involved.
Yeah.
Okay.
Smart.
I said, me, I'm just here to translate.
Yeah.
I said, I could be under hostage myself.
Yeah, big facts.
Yeah, boom. Anyways, now, I'll never forget, bro. The guy will be like, yeah. We'll give you like $3 million. Would they accept it?
Three M's,
bro.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it and say, 2.5.
Exactly. You got
a little kid, bro. Yeah. I don't know what it is,
man. Oh, they're the same, man. They got.
I'm telling them, I'm telling them. It's that million. On it. My head. They're like, nah. These men are the guy there as well, you know?
Yeah, these men are hard-headed, bro.
But do you know what these Americans and these other people do?
Yeah.
They give them sweet money.
Yeah.
Yeah? So what they will do is they'll give them, like, this all comes by helicopter, you know? I see this live with my eyes.
But they're doing the drop-offs of the money with the helicopter.
It drops off. They just drop it in the middle of, like, from far. It comes from Erica.
Yeah.
But it's in a suitcase. Boom. Lance. On the floor. They're running. Yeah. Once they open that suitcase, cameras on the suitcase. And every single money is marked. So it's definitely not leaving Somalia.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Or if it does leave it, it's mixed with legitimate money.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So they would always know where it came
from. There's a trail.
Does that make sense?
Mm.
Bro, they'll get that money. Big suitcases.
Yeah.
But cameras there, they're catching each person's face. So they know. Even if they tried to come into this, like somehow into Europe or these places.
There was some man from Birmingham that got caught. Like, there was part of the ring, bro.
Bro, a lot of man got caught.
A lot of man, yeah.
But that's why there's American. They're called B, I think it's Puntland States. Bro, it's PDS or something. I don't know what it's called, yeah. But there's a army base in Bosaso that are Americans.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's why there's a mad war going on.
Right.
Yeah, like big fat going on. Because the Americans over there, they don't ramp.
No, they don't, bro.
They got different weaponry.
Of course.
MI-16 and black. Yeah. They got some big boy things. Bro, they got big things. And they don't ramp it. Even night, they got night visions. Yeah. Somali don't have this stuff.
No, we don't. We just got AKs with limited bullets, bro.
That's not enough. Yeah. Even the car things they got. Yeah. They got a lot of Sparo in Bosaso as well for that. Anyways, bro, when this money comes, they don't ramp, bro. They buy Land Cruisers.
All right, boom.
Bury them. Houses.
So obviously you was dibbling and dabbling when you was...
Yeah, I was dibbling and having fun. I had fun. Yeah. Like, I'm talking about, yo, bro, I never used to come home until like 6 in the morning.
Yeah, living the dream.
Bro, I was living Somali dream.
Yeah.
And then like, you know what? I used to live like just like, because like my dad and I, we used to buy houses. He used to have houses a little bit outside of the Megalo.
Yeah.
So we're in the end. So I used to have, just jump on the buses.
Yeah.
Jump on a bus and just go down. So they all knew me. Like, yo, what happened? So.
Yeah.
Or they'll come closer to my house.
Yeah.
I say, beep, 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 beep. You go ahead. Jump. like they'll know my time's coming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like they'll know me. Like yeah, bare bus, it was cool. Like, I had fun there. Like yeah. I had my spot, little shy spot. Yeah. And then I had somewhere where I can go eat. My mum, my auntie would have food for me at the house as well. Yeah. Boom. I'll go see my cousins, late night, pray makhla. Like I became adaptable.
Yeah.
To the place I was at.
100%.
I didn't want to be there, but I accepted
that. But you accepted the reality, innit?
Does that make sense? Like yeah. I was planning for the next for the next escape.
Facts.
So anyways, go back to the
Fast forward. You're in the hotel. You're chilling.
No, I'm in the embassy.
Embassy.
And they've asked me for a statement.
Yeah, they've asked you for a statement to build a RICO against your family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In this statement, I'm saying, I don't know. You know, my mum just said to me, "Stay here," and then she left.
Mm.
And I've been here ever since. I've gone through trauma, I've gone through this, I've gone through that. They wanted me to learn the Quran. I never said they wanted me to be ISIS or anything. So I just changed the wordings to enable it to be like, it's more, I was a naughty boy, come here just to learn the culture, and learn the religion
yeah, bang
and
up.
Be able to come back. But I just didn't want that. I wanted to rebel.
Mm.
They're like, all right, cool, we understand. I said, I just want to go home now. I've got great GCSEs and I want to finish my college. I said, my mom said to me she wants me to stay till 24. I said, hey, never. Yeah. That's what made me now rebel.
Yeah.
I go, cool. That's me. Anyways, they paid for me for about a week and a half in a hotel. They got my passport off my mum, got that sent over, like picture-wise, sent over to the embassy. Then they got me a ticket. They got me the ticket, took me all the way onto the plane, sent me onto the plane. Then when I came to England, someone came on the plane for me, picked me up, boom, put me through UK Border Force, that. Then they took me to a hostel.
To a hostel?
Yeah. Because now I was in custody. Like social services sort of thing. I was in custody.
Oh, you was living the Tracy Beaker dream. Damn, son.
But everything's money. So at the moment now, they're telling me to get my passport, I had to pay a bag 700.
Get the hell out of here. Seriously?
Yeah, to get my passport. Because I have to pay for the ticket and the hotel and the food and stuff that I was eating when I was there. Because the UK, UK government does not... not to say it doesn't help, but it wouldn't pay out of their own pockets.
Yeah, true.
Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, because like,
it wouldn't
be
fair for everyone.
Because what's going to stop someone going there on holiday and losing all their money and making up the story and getting a free holiday? Yeah, that makes sense.
Exactly. So they don't do that.
Okay, All right, then. So then, boom, obviously, you've been charged with this big bill. So obviously, who's paying it? Mum's in it at this moment in time.
No one's paying it. Like, right now, I'm in the hostel. I've just got back to England. I've kissed the floor of England. Like, alhamdulillah.
Yeah, man. You got bigger.
I'm just thinking, cool. I need to. I remember I came back August the 13th.
Yeah.
August the 13th, I was there. So I said, yeah, I got about 2 weeks before clearance to get into college.
Mm.
So my aim is to get into college. I got into Westminster Kingsway.
My guy.
Business level 3, BTEC.
Mm.
And then 2 days in now, I was going to see my mom
from the hostel.
Yeah, because the first few days I had border force around me, I had bear shit going on. Like, social service will come in, then the people were coming, then that people was coming. Everyone just
did that bring it on top for like your other siblings in the house and that?
Not really. Like, obviously, they weren't aware.
No, but you know, like how the socials are, bro. The social services will be like, no, obviously, because you went through whatever you went through. Then it'll bring it on top for your siblings and they'll start questioning them about their life at home and blah, blah. You know how the socials get, bro. They're just too nosy, man.
I don't think my sisters and that, they were too young to even realize shit like that. To be fair with you, my other sister was 16, 15 at the time.
Yeah.
Other one's 13, the other one's 12, and the other one's 6. Even the other one's 2, bro. Like, I don't think they were really, like, understood what was actually
what's
happening.
Yeah, what's going on,
Because my mum wasn't beating it out as well.
Yeah, she's trying to keep it in-house, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
Anyways, I went. I'll never forget, bro. I see my mum on the sofa. I walked into the house, boom, see my mum on the sofa. Just gone to my mum, grabbed her like this. I just said, I forgive you, like.
Oh, man.
You look at your mum.
Emotional,
what are you gonna do?
Man.
How are you going to say anything, bro? She's done it for the purpose of making me a better person.
I hear it, man. But at the same time, bro, it's the treachery, bro. I'll be honest with you.
Treachery of what, though? It's obviously, just, that's always...
Because there's look, let's have it right, yeah? Parents sending their kids back home. This has been going on since fucking Adam and Eve were kids, bro. It's been happening for years, bro. But the problem is, they don't stay with their kids, fam. That's the worst thing. Me, if I was going to dip my son that I've got right now and he was being unruly and I was going to dip him, bro, I'm staying with him, you know? I'm staying with him. I'm not gonna leave him.
I don't think it's whether my mum stayed with me or didn't stay with me. I don't think.
No, but her staying with you would have made way more difference. Nah. I'm not gonna, bro. I'm telling
me,
you.
My problem wasn't that. My problem was, I was told about me getting sent to Somalia, but I chose you, my mum. If you was gonna leave me, you could have just said to me, Hamza, I'm leaving you.
Yeah.
Yo, my mum, I gotta listen to what you're saying to me.
Facto.
I ain't got no issue. But now you tricked me. Let me go through all of this bollocks.
Yeah.
That's what hurt. And for me, I'm not gonna lie to you, wallahi, if it wasn't for Somalia, I weren't gonna be who I was today. That made me a man, God. To go through what I went through in Somalia, to see the things, to see the ni'mah, to see my religion, to see the understanding that, yo, alhamdulillah, I came from somewhere that, yo, Allah's given me barakah, giving me a chance, giving me opportunity.
Yeah, mashallah, man. So that kind of by de facto answers the question I asked you earlier when I said, did you hold any resentment towards your family for what happened?
I definitely holded resentment.
Yeah.
Resentment's always going to be there, but that's where the shaitan,
the devil, A'udhu billah,
can't come in between it, because the real truth is, it's like this, yeah?
Yeah.
How long can I be angry at my mum for? Do I have another mum?
No.
Can I get another mum?
That's it. You're right, bruh.
Whatever happens, she could kill me, shoot me, bloody, I don't know, whatever bad that you can put into your mind frame.
Yeah.
That's my mother.
Yeah, you're right, man. You're right.
And what that enabled me to show was, it doesn't matter whether it be your mom, whether it be your dad, whether it be your sister, whether it be your wife, whether it be your best friend. They can always betray you.
Yeah, well, like, you can always get backdoored.
You can never trust in no one else but Allah. Because He will never let you down.
That's true.
And that to me now has always been my test. Well, I'm telling you, I'll be so good friends with you, so good friends with you, so good friends with you. I'm willing to sacrifice anything to be good friends with you. And then Allah tests me. He shows me why there is no reason for me to trust you, because you're just a human being. We all make mistakes.
Yeah.
You're just a human being.
That is true, man. But, you know, let's have it right. There's certain people you kind of wouldn't expect it from, and it's your parents, man.
It doesn't matter, man.
You know what I mean?
What led to my mom doing that to me?
It was extreme, obviously. It was extreme.
It doesn't matter. It's the worry and the love she had for me.
Yeah.
If she didn't have love for me, or she didn't want me to be a better person, or she didn't be worried that, yo, Hamza might go jail, or Hamza might get stabbed, or Hamza might do this, she would have not done that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a world of sense.
Maybe she might have, she never executed it in the right manner, but that's still my mum, bro.
Her intentions were pure.
Exactly.
Yeah, she wanted the best for you.
Bro. I'm not going to lie to you. Maybe the first couple months in that, it was a bit techie.
Yeah.
Difficult for me in terms of, like, doing things for my mum and, like, you know what I mean? Understanding the haqq and the things that I did. Maybe I rebelled in other ways. Rebelled and saying, okay, everything that you wanted me not to be, I'm going to be now.
Yeah.
Just to show you that, you know what I'm trying to say, I can still... And then I realised, whoa, what am I doing this for? Let me get myself somewhere, but be better. That's why I took university seriously.
Yeah.
Moved on from there. And it was good to see, even like the day I passed my university graduation, and my mum
was there, man.
She saw, man. She was like, hey, 24 now. Look, he was about to let me go, 24, no degree, no nothing.
Yeah, now look at me.
So, in some aspects, but at the end of the day...
But that's powerful, though, that you could just forgive like that. But, like me...
Bro, if you could forgive your mum...
No, bro. Like me, I've had palavers with my mum where... Well, I remember when I was younger, my dad died. They didn't let me go to my dad's funeral, bro. And I resented my family for years, bro. I can't lie, I put them through hell, bro. Like I said, but, you know my mentality at 12? I said, yeah, you didn't let me go to my dad's funeral. Watch. And I became a demon, bro. But then I got to, like, the age of, like, 25. And that was when I was like, you know what? This is just too much. Let me just forgive her, man. And I just forgave my mum. And me and my mum are the best of friends. And we always have been the best of friends. But I think you kind of get caught up in your own ego, innit? Because, as you said again, bro, it's the devil, man. The devil keeps telling you, yo. Yeah, but
that's where the sabr comes.
That's where it comes.
Like, how many times do you think my mum will say something funny, like, not funny, something to me, and I'll just be like, but you sent me to Mali, then. I just want to let it out. Like, I just want to just stick it on her.
Yeah.
Just let it out.
Yeah.
Be like, nah.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
But no, you got to, as you said, well, like, I applaud you. I applaud you, bro.
But I'm so thankful. You. Like, my mom now, I tell her all the time, I say, wallahi, if you never took me to Somalia, I would have been finished.
So there were some pros to the whole
100 journey, yeah. Because it showed me a lot, wallah. Yeah. Show me who I am, where I'm from,
yeah,
and what my mission was.
Mm. Did it make you genuinely be more appreciative of what you had as well, though?
Absolutely. Yeah, at the beginning, I thought I was yo-yo. Mm. Thought it was 50 Cent. Pick my ride and that.
Exhibit and that.
Bro, outside.
MTV. That's here. Hear it, bro.
I didn't know about Somalia.
Yeah.
Bro, I used to eat food. I never had flies. I'm eating food in the Erke and there's flies going. I'm fighting them.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean? Mm. I'm watching kids play football with no trainers, no shin pads. The worst, like sand with rocks in the sand, and they're laughing and smiling. They've made a goalpost from rocks, two big rocks. They made a goalpost. They're smiling. I'm playing football with them.
Damn, yeah, humbling, isn't it?
Us lot now are the football's from Sports Direct. We can't play with Sports Direct football. We have to get a football from JD. Mm. Like, we've been so babied and so nurtured that wallahi, it's a joke.
It's sad. It's sad, really, bro. But as you said, it's a humbling experience, isn't it? It's a grateful experience as well, do you know what I mean? But I don't know, man. I asked my mum as well, then after your episode, I said, did you ever have ideas of sending me back and stuff? She said, yeah, so many times. And I said, oh, why? she said, so many times. I said, well, why not? She was like, I know, because I'm not going to lie to me, bro. I've got a mad vendetta, bro. And my mum knows I would have just made their life out there misery as well. Do you know what I'm saying? Bro, I would have probably killed somebody out there, bro. I made them pay blood money. I don't know. I would have done some crazy shit, bro. Like, do you know what I mean? Because for me, my head is, I don't care. I'm going to die, bro. I'm going to die here. I don't give a shit. But I'm going to make everybody pay in the process. You know what I'm saying? So my mum's like, I just know what type of kid you are. You would have caused me way more headache out there than here. What's the worst that can happen to here? You die, you go to jail. I can deal with that, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. Alhamdulillah, I didn't die. I went to jail, but I didn't die, do you know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, just one of them things in life, man. I think all our parents do it from a pure, like, there's no malice in it. They genuinely want the best for us. Genuinely.
Yeah, absolutely, bro. That's why I told my mom hand you, bro. To my mom and grandma, my 2 years, one of my sisters, to the whole hand you,
bro. Yeah, man.
Yo, forgive and forget, bro. We move on.
That's it.
Get me made to amount myself. Mm. I'm better for myself. So, yo, it doesn't matter, man.
What would your message be to the guys? Because there was a lot of people that went through the journey.
Yeah, but do you know what it is? I want to get all them guys together.
That would be sick.
Or do you know what I was thinking?
That would be serious.
I'm telling you, man. Like, all of us Dakan Ellis community, we just come together and we really go through. Do you know what I'm starting to realize as I'm growing up here? Before, when I was under 30, I always never really used to talk.
Mm.
Talking to me would be like, nah, that's not a manly thing.
Yeah, keep it in.
Yeah, like, yo, keep my shit to myself. Mm. And then, like, maybe you might be speaking to people from the opposite sex, you know what I'm trying to say? And then you have conversations. And with these convos, you let out something and you think, wow. Like, you know, sometimes it's good to let out
things. Yeah, I feel a bit like, yeah, it's good.
Do you know what I mean? So it'd be good to, like, I really want to even open up a charity in Somalia. That's my next step, inshallah. Trying to see if we can, like, really bridge that gap between us and really bring that closer to us slowly, whether it be £1 a month or whether it be £10 a month, at least if we're able to help people that are in a lower situation than us and we get to, instead, because we always look high. We always look at the guy that's in front of us. Yeah. Look at the guy that's got a better car than us. We look at the guy that's got a better house than us. We look at the guy that's got a better job than us. We never look at the guy that's lower than us. We never look at the options and chances that, you know what, I could have been in a lower position right now, you know.
We're only one mistake away from that, though. Everyone is.
Exactly. Look at COVID.
Mm.
Things could happen like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I think on the end note to this episode itself, I think it's not, this story of Dakan Ellis isn't a negative story to bring people and say, oh yeah, us Somalians, we send our kids and whatnot. Sometimes our parents don't know what to do.
Yeah.
We come to a country that's not ours. You know what I mean? Like, and we raise our kids here with what we know from back home.
Mm.
And then they go to school and they're getting taught completely different things.
Yeah.
Then they come to the house and you're teaching them one way. They're looking at TV in a different way. They're going to school in a different way. They're playing with their friends in a different way. It's really confusing.
So they have no other option other than, yeah.
Other than saying, you know what, before, and then they look at the, well, we all of us Somalis, we all know our community. Oh, Inna Hebel is in jail. Inna Hebel died. Inna da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Especially in my time when I was my age, yeah. It was Tottenham and Camden was kicking off.
Mm.
Did you get it? It was kicking off.
Yeah, like bodies were dropping.
There's one lady, Laona Harista, yeah, like her sons were like, three of her sons, I think they died. One got stabbed on the bus, one got chopped up, and then one got dashed in the river. Imagine that. Like, so imagine my mom looking at that and thinking, my only son I have left.
Yeah, it makes sense. I'm not going to lie.
I can't sit there and
I'd like send you back. Mom. I'm not going to lie. I hear it, bro. Well, I hear it.
That's the only thing is I always say to my mom, I say, I don't have no problem about what you did to me.
Mm.
To maybe the way it happened and things like this, it wasn't right. But I said, all I would never have had any issue with you is as long as you told me we're doing it.
And you would have done it, yeah.
Mm? And I feel like that's where the love comes, because you have to remember, yeah, and I think this is the best ending to the whole thing, is Jannah is on the bottom of your mom's feet.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean? And on that note, guys, appreciate it.
Wow. All right, listen. H, appreciate you for sharing that story, man. That's been a sensational story, a rocky journey. Do you know what I'm saying? But overall, there's a lot to take away from it. Do you know what I'm saying? So big up you, big up Mumsy, big up everybody. Do you know what I'm saying? If you got this far, like, comment, share, subscribe. Road to 2K, by the way. Bro, we're doing well, you know. Road to 2K subs. Do you know what I'm saying? So we appreciate all the support that we're getting from everyone. Keep sending us your messages, keep sending us your love. And just, yeah, we're going to try and remain as consistent as possible. I've been your boy, Birdie Books, the Warden of the North. Big brrrr.